Now, I'm joined on the line by Eleanor Mooney, organiser of the New Year's Day walk and run in aid of the Crumlin Children's Hospital. And it's their 20th anniversary. Good morning, Eleanor. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? Nice to speak to you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf, I'd say, of Crumlin Hospital.
I'm absolutely delighted. Now, Eleanor, you're ensconced over on the south side. I bless myself when I say the south side. Over in Dunleary.
Yes, I live out there.
How did...
But I worked in Donegal for many years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How did you come to organise an event up in Downings in County Donegal?
I worked for the HSE. I worked in the Addiction Services in Donegal as a counsellor. And I started off with my clients. Well, before that, I used to do raffles and do various things for Crumlin. And I would have done the mini marathon for many years and treks and lots of other bits and pieces. But I started this walk on New Year's Day. And mostly my clients that I kind of give sponsorship cards to and hoped for the best. And I'd say out of about 62 let me down, and that was amazing. So it went from there. They came along with their children, their families, and it was just a great day out. And the majority of them are still doing it. So this increased. In the beginning, we had, say, we had only 3 runners the first time, and we would have 100 runners today, and hoping we'll have more this year. But it just went from strength to strength. And last year we collected over 20,000 on the day.
That is, and, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Do a little better. This walk has actually brought in 338,000, over 338,000 to date. So it hasn't done too bad. It's been an amazing journey. All the people you meet along the way and all the people that come out and support you. And Crumlin Hospital have a great support. It's not a hard sell. As long as you get out there and you talk to people, and there are a lot of people who have been involved with Crumlin in some way or other. It's the mother, the grandmother, the sister, whoever. It's somebody that has been involved, their children, with Crumlin Hospital. And all over Ireland. And we would get people that come out to do this walk from Derry. And around Downings, there's a lot of holiday homes and mobile homes. So a lot of people come out on the day and do the walk. And we run it on the lines of a mini marathon. I would have done, as I said, the mini marathon for 27 years. And we run it kind of on that line, that we'll have with the Garda come along and open up. We have the civil defence, a roaming civil defence ambulance. We have a roaming car. That if people are tired or in trouble, we say don't overdo it, take a lift. And we have sweets and minerals along the way. And at the end, we have soup and sandwiches in the singing pub for everybody.
I was going to say, I think it's a brilliant idea. And the reason I say that, come the new year, people want to, they have New Year's resolutions, they have all these things. And there's nothing like getting out and getting it started, deciding you're going to get fit and get out there for a walk and make a weekend of it, head up to, I say a weekend because it's going to happen on a Wednesday, course.
But some people come with even from, various parts, like we had people even from Wicklow last year and various parts who had maybe family members from Dublin or wherever. And they would come along on the day. And, we always say, come out and kickstart the new year, all your good deeds, And also, you get rid of the cobwebs of the Christmas.
Yep, well, that's what struck me about it. We wouldn't normally cover something that's, a walk that's happening up in Donegal. But I looked at it and I said, well, what a great idea for people here in Dublin who want to make a New Year's resolution, want to do something for Crumlin Hospital. Why not get up there and, get out, have a walk, have a great time. And as you say, come back to the singing pub itself and, soup and sandwiches.
Such a good atmosphere. There's such a great atmosphere along the way and people are very supportive of each other. And, we all say, come out and take part. And it's a dual reward. The knowledge that you're doing something good for somebody else is a great feeling. And it's also great exercise and lots of fresh air. And don't talk about the scenery. It is so picturesque. It's absolutely beautiful around the coast, around the Atlantic Drive. And when you think of it, touch wood, it won't, that will be all right this year. But we have had 19 years of never having to cancel. There could be snow in other parts of the country. And on the day, it has always been good. We've never had to cancel. So that's a nice record in itself.
That's brilliant. Tell me, where exactly is Downing's in Donegal?
It's right on the coast. It's out, it's about an hour's drive from, well, half an hour's drive from Letterkenny.
Right.
And you go to Milford.
Yeah, so it's Cranford. It's right up the top.
It is. Well, not kind of the top, side of the top.
side of the top. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's not as far as the top. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, and it's right on the coast. You're walking around the Atlantic Drive, and you're actually looking out over the sea, over the beaches, and it's lovely. It's really lovely. I always talk about the first time I ever did that, organised that walk. This lady came along and she's looking for the person. She'd heard me on Highland Radio and she's looking for the person that organised it. And she came in and she said to me, I kind of looked and thought, she's hardly walking. She's a tweed coat on her. And now this is in 2000. And she handed me a brown paper bag. And she said, there's £147 then in that. And I never got an opportunity to say thank you to Crumlin. They were very good to me. And my son died there 17 years ago. Now I caught her hand and I ended up crying and she was crying. You know, I thought, how somebody thought, how somebody, the goodness out of somebody. And I was so grateful for what they did for her. But 17 years later, I thought that was amazing. I often tell that story because that was very inspirational for me.
Indeed, and I've been blessed with three children, and they're grown up now. And my first grandchild, arrived on Sunday.
And wow, lovely! Congrats.
Thankfully, we've never needed the support of Crumlin's Children's Hospital. The odd one into Temple Street, all right, but never needed to go up to Crumlin. But it's always a source of comfort that you have something like a Crumlin Children's Hospital there if the needs be.
Yes, of course. When I got involved in Crumlin, it was my eldest daughter, she was 14, and just after her, we say junior cert today, after her under cert, she was killed in a car accident. And I do this in her memory.
That's really beautiful, and it's a beautiful memory to have.
Well, it's just something. Just I don't say that. I don't talk about it. But I think about it every day, and I do it in her memory. So that's where I'm coming from, and I think of all the people that you know. When you think of all the people that go to Crumlin and have children with, you know, cancer and all those leukemia, all those awful, you know, diseases that every year that affect them and their children. Like 150,000 children went through Crumlin last year. 25,000 of those were seriously ill. In this country, we have 200,000 children who live with chronic illnesses.
Well,
there are 30,000 emergency cases and 17,000 day cases at any time attending the hospital.
And I think you have to remember, if you're talking about 150,000 children went through Crumlin Hospital, you're talking about 150,000 families.
Yes, you are. 150,000
families that are being impacted.
30,000 were emergency cases. Yes. 15,000 were, or 17,000 were day cases. And any time in the hospital, there's over 10,000 inpatients, 75,000 outpatients.
Well,
you know, when you think of it, the surgery, you know, that...
And the big thing to think here is every euro you can raise for Crumlin's Children's Hospital has a huge impact on thousands upon thousands of people's lives.
Yes, yes. Like last year, 550 children from all over Ireland underwent cardiac procedures. Now they have lovely, light-filled, spacious rooms. You know, all those rooms are done up, and they're lovely. And also St. John's Ward. And if anybody, you know, anybody out there listening that had children with cancer and leukemia, they, St. John's Ward was really a horrible, dark ward. Last year, there were over 1,500 children undergoing cancer treatment at any moment in St. John's Ward.
And, of course, the thing to remember for people to remember, there's a lot of talk about the National Children's Hospital being built at the moment. But that's still that's still years away.
Yes, it is. Actually, Crumlin Hospital was drawn up for Crumlin, I think, in 1933. I could be contradicted on that. And I think it was in 1950 or so it was built. By the time it was built, it was nearly out of date, you know, for the country. But there's a lot of... I just don't go there with the National Children's Hospital because nobody is in favour of where it actually is, for starters. So I don't get into that.
It's not worth getting into, as they say. But it's also... It's so far in the future. There's still a couple of years of construction left. And then after that, they have to commission it. And to commission it is going to take a year or 18 months as well. So I think you're probably talking 5 to 6 years before you see that open.
It could be, and could be talking 10 years down the road by the time it's finished. But it should be out on the M50. It should be, you know, easy access to people all over Ireland. For me to get into James's, it would take me an hour.
Yeah, I would totally...
It's all right. Pardon?
You're talking to the converted here. I would totally agree with you. Yes, there is a need for a children's hospital within the city, of course. But the national one should be accessible, easily accessible to everybody.
Everybody. Because people come from all over the country to Crumlin and, say, Temple Street too, but mostly to Crumlin with serious diseases, you know, such as cancer and cardiac procedures. Somebody came up to me the last day. They always did the walk because their young fella had kidney problems and he had a kidney transplant. And I thought, oh, what lovely news when people come along and tell you my son had a kidney transplant and they had open heart surgery and all the various procedures they have. How, you know, all the good news stories. And there are so many. If they're got in time, there are just so many good news stories, which is amazing.
Well, Eleanor, maybe you could tell the listeners how they can get involved, how they can sign up, and how they can support you.
Sponsorship cards. If they'd like to get a sponsorship card, they can contact me at 086-841-2070. Also, they can contact Crumlin Direct. There's Melissa there and Antoinette, and great support there. And or they can come along if they want to do the walk. They can come along on the day and they can register, give a donation, whatever anybody thinks or feels. It's up to them. But we'd be delighted to hear from you all. Absolutely delighted. It's as I say, this has been an amazing journey. And I would like to thank you, Michael, for giving me this opportunity to speak.
Absolutely delighted. And just to remind listeners, this is all happening on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
In Downings in County Donegal.
County Donegal. Come out and kickstart the new year.
Exactly. Eleanor.
Yes, for a great cause. And how, you know, as I said before, doing something for somebody else is a very good feel factor.
It is indeed.
For the body, mind and soul.
And do you know what I have? I have a tune lined up here. And it is by a young lady by the name of Rosie Carney, and would you believe she was born over in Herefordshire, but she's living in Downings in County Donegal.
Wow,
that's
you
where
have
she's
to tell
based.
Her come out on the day.
Indeed,
she has to come out and say hello to me. Now you'd be surprised at the various politicians that turn up and the various ones from, you know, RTE. they don't know any, they don't know much about it, but it's a walk on New Year's Day and they turn up for it because there's the holiday homes and various things down there. There are a lot of holiday homes. Now, this place 100 years ago was very sparse and very, you know, there weren't holiday homes. A lot of people in that area went to Scotland and to England to work. You know, mm-hmm. that today they can look around and think how affluent it is and how lovely it is. And as I say, the scenery is out of this world.
And it's only about an hour from Letterkenny.
It's not even an hour. It's possibly over a half an hour out from Letterkenny.
So there's loads of places up there to book into for
loads of places, loads of bed and breakfast, loads of small hotels. Now that they're B&B as well, and there are loads of places to book into. Loads of places, out round Downing's, all the way out. There's Milford, which is quite near. There's Cranford. All of those places, there's Carrigarth on the doorstep. Lovely, lovely places.
Indeed.
Absolutely lovely. Come along, you'll have a great day.
Indeed. And so what I've got lined up is What You've Been Looking For by Rosie Carney. Eleanor, thank you very much for chatting
lovely,
with us.
And thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
No
thank
problem.
You. And have a lovely Christmas and to you and yours.
Anyone. All the best, Eleanor. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.